Let's get it started in here. Yeah. Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it. Y'all hear about it, the P's will do it. Get started, get stupid. Don't worry about it, people will walk you through it. Step by step like an infant new kid. Inch by inch with a new solution. Transmit hits with no delusion. The feeling's irresistible and that's how we move it.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stupid, get started, get started.
This is the Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show, your destination for social and political straight talk, on air, online, and on point. Get ready to join the conversation with your host, Ms. Tanya Free.
Today is Wednesday, October 28th. Welcome to the Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show. I am Tanya Free, joined by my wonderful friends, Van Nevels. How are you?
Fine, thank you for having me on again.
Well, thank you for being here. And also with us is Gilbert Wilkerson. How
thank
are you?
Thank you, Tanya. I'm fine.
We're glad you're back. We didn't scare you off last time.
No, I never get afraid.
There you go. There you go. And also with us is Tim Baskerville. How are you?
I am good. Every day above ground is a good day, so that's
absolutely
good.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that. And joining us for the first time is Emmett Bailey. How are you?
How are you? Glad to be here.
Well, thank you so much for coming. And also sitting at our social media desk and roving correspondent is Antoinette Baylor. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, good. You enjoyed your break last week?
Yes.
There you go.
And I have, too.
And also behind the scenes is Marcus Evans, as well as Mr. Free. And joining us is Ty Baylor, host of Just Jazz. We'll soon be joining you, soon here on Tanya Free and Friends. And put into work is Miera White. Did I get your name right? Okay, good, wonderful. We want to thank each and every one of you for joining us today. We want our listeners to join the conversation. Phone lines are open, 804-321-1010. Our toll-free number, 844-321-1010. Or you can text us at TanyaFree63975. With those who are listening on their phone, you can dial 712-832-2784. And thanks to our friends at AMFM 247. I was going to start off with politics, but we need to start off with another breaking story that's hot in the news, and that's the South Carolina resource officer that apparently has lost his job for using, well, I'm just going to say he lost his job. He was retaining or restraining a student as a result of using a cell phone. Now, when I was in school, they didn't have officers of that nature. They had resource officers, but for the most part, they just carried a walkie-talkie, and they basically escorted you to the principal's office.
Yeah.
What type of day and time are we living in that now you have officers, in my opinion, using that amount of force? Gilbert, what do you think of the situation?
Well, today you have to have the type of officers in some schools because there's so much violence in schools. Plus, you have school shootings and people sometimes outside the school. But from what I could see on TV, all they showed was kind of like in the middle of the altercation where she was hitting him and they was in a struggle. So I didn't know what proceeded before that. But
do you think that amount of force was necessary?
I...
Highly.
Just say yes.
I'm going to say highly.
Just say yes. You've already started it.
Van?
You know...
I know, I'm going to let him say
it. It's hard to say when you dealing with somebody... First, this is what I do know. They asked her to put her phone away.
Correct.
If you look right there, you'll see.
The principal asked her to put her phone away. And then they brought her in. When she didn't do it then, they asked for another officer, security officer to come in, and she didn't put it away. Then the police officer came and asked her to put it away. She still didn't put it away.
Well, let's add more facts, too, because I think she was the second student. Okay, and both of my understanding is, just looking at it, both of them were charged with disrupting the school environment at that point in time. She was the second person to do that. I think the video shows what visually occurred. The problem is with that video, there's no context to put it in.
Right.
The context beforehand, you don't know what happened. My understanding is from the media reports that have been released this far, is she refused to comply on several occasions, not just with the principal, not with the administrators that came in, but she also refused to comply and had no grounds to comply. So my thing is, when you live in an environment where we have just heard so many college shootings, so many violence issues in the school environment. Then when we have people that have really no right or justification to go ahead and refuse authoritative commands to go ahead and make the school environment enjoyable for other people, so on and so forth, or so they can learn, I don't think that there's the facts are still out there, but I don't think there's so much condemnation we can put on that officer for forcibly removing that student who was highly disruptive to that classroom environment and should have known that.
Okay, I agree with she was disruptive, but it was just a cell phone. It wasn't like she was pulling out a gun or she was hurting another.
But I think the refusal.
There's a third video that says that she was hitting him in the face.
That's when he approached her.
But what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to go? If somebody refuses and says, no, I don't want to leave, what are you just like?
The tape of the incident was just playing on the TV right over there. And I've seen the video many times. I have yet to see her strike the officer.
Number one.
In that video clip, they haven't shown the whole video clip, number one.
Well, hold on.
What are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to go ahead? If a student says, no, I don't want to go, now you can't touch them?
What's the problem of the student, the teacher? Go ahead, Ben.
The procedure that he chose to take in order to remove her is what's really at odds here, is the issue. How he went about it is the thing. That the teacher didn't deal with it the way, the teacher dealt with it the way he was supposed to. No compliance there, fine. Call the administrator in, no compliance there, fine. Then you call last line of defense.
Well, how would you remove that student who has on three or four occasions refused to move her butt out of that seat? You have to use force. And I think under that situation...
Yeah, but did you have to use that kind of force? He threw that child across the room, bro.
She wouldn't get her butt out of the chair.
So it therefore justifies an excessive use of force based on her past history? Really?
I don't know if that's excessive, but number one...
You don't know if it's excessive.
No, I don't. If you let me finish my sentence, I'll actually go ahead and tell you why. Number one, that's not excessive because she could have... First of all, I understand she may have been 14, 15, or 16, but she is not a newborn. She's not an infant. She has a level of intelligence. She could have complied with authority. Number two, when you have to remove somebody forcibly from the chair who's actively resisting that arrest or from being removed from it.
But think about this.
The child is a minor.
The teacher wanted her removed because she was disrupting the class. But think about this. The officer disrupted the class even more
without a doubt.
Right. Well, I am quite sure that class did not carry on that day.
The officer didn't disrupt it because they'd already paused the class to go ahead and get the SRO, which is the student, I think, resource officer is what they call him now. The student stopped the learning procedure for everybody else. The teachers then called that resource officer or whatever they want to call him, but that armed officer.
Now he's called a resource officer.
So you think the teacher was able to resume the lesson after that happened?
I don't know if she was or not. It wasn't the teacher's or the school's fault. It was that girl being negligent and probably disrespectful and not complying properly with authority and causing an issue when she didn't need to cause that in the first place. So I put but minimal. He probably could have done maybe extracted her differently, but I don't think that, you know, once somebody refuses to move their body, you can do anything but
the extraction is what the issue has become now. He could have dragged her and the desk out of the classroom. There's other things he could have did besides taking the violent route that he did, period. Had it been your child, would you be sitting saying the same thing?
Well, my child would have had problems.
No.
Would you have
the same attitude now had the same thing happen to your child? Yes or no?
No, you asked me a speculative question. Then no, don't raise a question and cut people off.
I asked you to answer the question. You said no.
Okay,
my child would have had proper upbringing, so she wouldn't be doing that in the first place.
I agree with you there. But let me say this. One of the things that I think the teacher should have done, being that the child refused to leave the class and knowing that this officer is known as a bad A, that continuing with the lesson and then deal with her after the fact, I think would have been a better approach. Emmett, what do you think?
Well, there's a third video that came out today.
Okay.
Well, it didn't come on air, but they chose not to put it on air. But everybody agreed that she struck him in the face first. Now, there's a combination of technique as well as this human reaction.
Okay.
You've been struck in the face two or three times.
No, I didn't see that.
No, that's not on the video. Everybody agreed that it's
okay,
a video.
Okay, if it is on a video,
are you saying
why,
that there was a video
have,
just
well,
showing that?
Yeah, that preceded before that. If that is the case, why haven't they shown it? And two, why have they fired the officer if it was such that he was defending himself?
I think they did fire him.
That's what I'm saying. They did fire him. So if she was wrong first, then I would think that they would not have fired him.
Well,
she was
wrong from disobeying orders.
For not removing, for not leaving the class.
Yeah, but she was also wrong by physically attacking him.
You don't think he did anything wrong?
No, well, that was, you consider that to be assessable, but we don't know what preceded that.
Okay, no. The question is, do you think he did anything wrong?
Not if he's reacting to him being attacked first.
So you think if he was attacked first, that justify him using that amount of force?
I think the issue is
I'm asking.
Because notice the way he did it, he took the chair and slammed on the chair, not her physically. Didn't take out the chair and threw it on the floor.
So even if she was swinging at him, that justifies him doing what he did, slamming her and pulling. I disagree with you.
If she was swinging at him,
okay, let's go to the phones. We got Gary from L.A. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have news here. That young lady was a disabled child.
You said she was disabled?
Yes, she was. And this has been going on for all school districts all over the country with disabled students of color. And not the first time this has happened.
Right, it's not.
We as a people of color have to make this address. Any people attacking students of color with disabilities for the last 5 years, this has got to stop. Yes, the girl was wrong for not obeying orders.
Okay.
But if you had a disability, you had to take that disability into account.
Okay, let me ask you this, girl. You said she had a disability. What was her disability?
Because she was in an algebra class. Excuse me?
You said she had a disability?
Yes.
Okay, and what was her disability?
Mental disability.
Okay. She had a mental disability. Okay.
Right.
I didn't read that.
This goes on all through every school district in the country where the disabled children get attacked. And none of you know about this.
Okay. 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 I haven't read that, but I take your word for it.
I can't make a comment on that. I don't know if she did or didn't.
Thank you, Gary.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay. Wilbert, you said you wanted to make a comment. Gilbert, go ahead.
I forgot what we were now, but it goes back to what I think he said earlier. We don't have all the facts right now, but if she struck him, what would a reasonable person do when in an altercation? We can always look back in retrospect and say, we should have did it this way, or should have did it this way. But if you're in that situation now, how would we all react when somebody slapped us against the face? And it's that way. I think you talked about not showing respect for authority. People want respect, but they don't want to give respect.
I got that. I understand that. So,
and you're
asking so
the you're officer to do something wrong. I mean, how do you judge right and wrong in that situation?
Well, let me ask this question. So you're saying being that she swung at him, that justifies the amount of force he used.
I mean, how would you write that script? How would you write
the way I feel about it is that the teacher, or if he feels that she was being, abusive or attacking him, leave her in her seat and not cause a scene. One, what? Not use that amount of force. And then two, I think it was still a problem causing that amount of disruption in a class.
But what would you do?
What would you do
with the rest of the children that are trying to go ahead and learn? Yeah. You just leave her in the seat for the rest of the day?
Leave her in the seat.
For the rest of the day. Just lock the door?
And then take the class somewhere else.
What?
No,
yeah,
you don't comply with her demands.
Yeah, well,
you
no,
get her butt
no.
out of the seat yeah. like she should have been gotten out of the seat so that everybody else is not
no,
compromised
I
in what
that.
They 100%. Need to do.
I'm with Van. I would still have a problem with the officer using that amount of force with my child. And still, I would be upset as well with the child. I would both. I just have a problem with the way he handled that. I really do.
This is what I always talk. I have 3 children, 7 grandchildren, 6 grandchildren. I taught them when they were young. And I actually learned myself when I used to do prison ministry years ago. I used to tell the guys, the principle is we have control on what we decide to do or not do. In other words, if he give us a command, we decide whether we're going to comply or not.
Mm-hmm.
What we don't have control over is a consequence of what we do.
That's right.
Ever. That's in God. And I tend to look at things from a biblical perspective.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay?
I have no problem with that.
Yeah. We can decide to obey or not to obey.
Right.
We don't have consequences on the consequences of that. We'd have no control of that at all. What happens after, like, I remember Lynn Bias, he was a basketball player years ago, took drug one time, died. one time. Mm-hmm. So guy, I know guy 20, 30 years on drugs and never died. So the point is that we had no control of the consequences. Ooh. Now what's really bothering me for quite some time, quite frankly, the political correct environment that we're in. We don't like to see.
Oh my God! I agree with you.
Huh?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
You said you're like conservative, and I'm going to agree with you as a liberal.
Oh my God!
Conservative. I almost had a stutter on that one. I didn't know.
Come my way.
What the?
Come my way. We don't like to see the ugly. We see part of the story, and we draw a whole narrative based on what we saw. That's why we got all this stuff. What's happening all around the nation? When what you see the consequence of what happened, but we don't see what led up to what happened. That's why people still say hands up, don't shoot. It didn't happen. The guy lied about it, but still believe it. But
what guy lied about it? What are you talking about specifically? What guy lied about what?
I'm talking about Michael Brown. The accomplice when he went to the when he robbed that store, he the one said that the guy.
Okay.
Said,
okay.
I'm going to piggyback on what you're saying. I piggyback on what you're saying. I mean, I think in some of the situations, the Trayvon Martin, the whole thing, that kind of started the modern movement of the Black Lives Matter.
Right.
I mean, even though that's been since we came over here on Red Letter Dayton, you know, late 1600s. Right, but in any event, that's what started the modern era of it. But I'm going to have to agree with you in terms of this political correctness crap that has really infiltrated not just on how we talk and relate to people, so that you know there's a lot of talking but nothing gets said, but how people or law enforcement they have to control their actions. Yeah. Where
okay.
I think would have been appropriate that, but I think the political lens or correctness lens that we have on then makes him the villain as opposed to that child needing to have appropriately behaved. When there were lawful commands for her to move her butt out of the
All right, let me throw another curve in here, and you could probably speak this from a legal standpoint. The law has such that parents now has lost control as to how they discipline their child. Football player? Andre Peterson, I think his name
is. Peterson, for the Vikings. Yeah.
And if you raise your voice at your child, even the Baltimore mom, Tanya Graham, when she was disciplining her child, Child Supportive Services wanted to go after her. You know, and that's the sad part. And now when we see the repercussions of this incident, you know, that the child lose respect and outside the home, but they have no respect inside the home because the law has taken away corporal punishment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's a real issue. I mean, I have a problem when you have law enforcement inside a school.
And I will just
what law enforcement doing inside a school?
I'll just give a quick legal thing there from this state's perspective. First of all, any state can go ahead and does actually have their own criminal code. Okay, in Virginia, generally what you're probably talking about is a family assault and battery. Generally, that prevents a parent or family member from making any unwanted touching to another person in that family. There are certain exceptions. One of those in Virginia, you can actually use corporal punishment to discipline a child. However, the issue is whether or not you're using excessive force, essentially, to discipline that child or not. And that's a factual question.
So let me ask this question. So if I were to spank my child and my child were to call Child Protective Services, they will investigate, correct?
That's correct.
And I mean just a spanking where there is no bruises or anything like that. Why is it such that if you do the least little thing, you get called out?
Well, two agencies would probably be involved right off the bat, Child Protective Services and law enforcement, to go ahead and take any statements from, you know, anybody that witnessed the event. As far as the question goes, it is all a step-by-step issue to find out what surrounding facts there are to justify whether or not that was appropriate physical contact to go ahead and discipline a child.
Okay, well, let's talk about this more. Tanya's Praise Break is sponsored this week by D&S Cleaning. Give him praise by Kathy Taylor.
Oh,
If you're the parent of a child with behavioral challenges that has been suspended, expelled, or just not able to make it in a traditional school setting, there is an alternative. Call the Metropolitan Day School today. Grades K through 12. Call 804-321-2595.
Hi, I'm Chocolate Chip, and there's never enough time for everything in a day, and the last thing you want to worry about is having to clean your home or business. Let DNS Cleaning Services make it a little easier for you. We do the work, so you don't have to, and there's no job too big or too small. We offer full-service cleaning for residential and commercial properties, including floor cleaning, stripping and waxing, carpet cleaning, and more. Our staff is professional, courteous, and trained for the highest level of customer satisfaction. Call us today at 804-272-3138. That's 804-272-3138.
If you're the parent of a child with behavioral challenges that has been suspended, expelled, or just not able to make it in a traditional school setting, there is an alternative. Call the Metropolitan Day School today. Grades K through 12. Call 804-321-2595.
What is New Orleans Talk Network? It's today's hottest topics with an added flair. You. Get ready, because the conversation will be hot. And better yet, mobile. Download the New Orleans Talk Network app, available on Android, iPhone, iPad. And you can listen to us on the web at www.neworleanstalknetwork.com. Write down our talk line at 504-341-TALK. That's 504-341-8255. Interactive and worldwide. That's what we are. Join in on the real conversation and tell a friend about the New Orleans Talk Network.
Hey, this is Chocolate Chip again, and small behavioral health practices are working harder than ever. It's time for a new perspective. Healthcare commercial billing specialists can help you manage your practice, file your claims, and get you paid in record time. The first step is always the hardest. With HCBS Billing, we make it easy and simple for you to start. Thousands of providers are already getting paid on time. It's time you get paid, too. Sign up today at HCBSBilling.com or call us at 866-647-6267. That's 866-647-6267.
Reclaiming the Glow, WMXP 95.5 FM, Greenville's People Powered Radio. Reclaiming the Glow.
No, we need it so proud. We got to have it so proud. No, we want it so proud. Got to have it so proud. Give it to me so proud. Need some soul, come on and get some. And then you know where I'm coming from. I may lay in the cut and go along, but I'm still.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now. Give Tanya a call at 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 toll-free coast to coast. That's toll-free, 844-321-1010.
I think more than just, I guess, subliminal conditioning. We can't hear him.
Yeah. I agree with what you said, Ben, during the break, that being able, we're not able to discipline our children in a manner that went out when we were coming up, and that the law is involved. This, you're right. This is a straight shoot from school.
Well, isn't it a well-known fact by at least everybody here that prisons are built based on something to do with third-grade achievement? Isn't that true?
I can't confirm.
I don't know. Yeah, I've heard that.
Isn't that true?
Yes, it's based on third grade reading level.
Yeah. So you said third grade reading level?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, you made the comment that, you know, being able to discipline your child at home, you know, that they would not disrespect the law. But right. Chances are, this child, I'm quite sure, probably have no can do whatever the heck they want at home.
She's probably an out of control teen. That's
well, hold on. You make it sound as though behavior somehow makes you immune, as though education makes you immune from certain things that happen to certain people out here in the world.
No, I'm
we
not
didn't make
that
assumption.
Well, no. When you say that, well, if she wasn't disciplined at home and so on, it was improper home training. Had there been proper home training, this would never have happened.
I'm not saying
it would
happen,
be highly less likely.
Like, right, okay. Exactly. Okay. I should put it that way. Right. So let me go to the phones right quick. We got Reggie on line one. Hi, Reggie. How are you?
Hey, Tanya. How are you on today?
Doing fine, sir.
You know, Todd, just let's go ahead and bring this home. You and your group did a fantastic job with young folks. And, you know, we had them on our show.
Yes, you did. Thank you so much for that. We're going to try to do it again soon.
And my thing is, how many there on the panel have been in Armstrong, George Will, or Huron High School and interacting with the kids? And just following me close to what I'm about to say, had a chance many times to go to Armstrong games, interact with the young men. And I can tell you, sometimes it's not pleasant on the sidelines, you know.
I'm quite sure.
Because sometimes, you know, young people can be kind of in their own world. I mean, mm-hmm. You remember we had an individual that didn't want to kind of cooperate
right.
when they were in with us. And again,
right.
I'm not going to call the person out,
right.
but we understood it. And we kind of left the person alone. And, you know, they was okay with it. A lot of people, again, I'm not taking no shots at nobody, but a lot of people, you know, a lot of us talk of the good game. But how many of us are actually getting our hands dirty and getting in there with young folks and seeing what they really go through? I can tell you, you've done a great job. And also the commercial you ran just now talking about kids with discipline.
Mm-hmm.
You guys been running that. And I know ever since the show's been on, last 5 or 10 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, when I hear these buzzwords like political correctness and all this, I'm like, yeah, it's good to have those little buzzwords. But, again, I challenge those people to come on in to the city schools and see what really goes on. Because a lot of young people, they can tell when you're fake.
Yeah, you're right. They sure can. They can spot it.
You know, they can tell when you're not about being there for the right reason.
You know,
everybody want to do a little drive-by. Want to do a little picture thing, especially with next week being election week, and that's a whole other story.
There you go.
But
you go.
I'm saying again, I know you guys are pressed for time, but I'm saying
tell
again, when you have administration,
Reggie.
I'm just saying, we have administration that care more about bike trails but less about schools.
That would
have
Dwight Jones. He didn't return my phone calls to shut it down.
No, I'm out of here. But you guys do a great job. Keep up the good work.
Awesome.
Reggie, tell everybody listen to your show. You still there?
Yes, ma'am. Every Saturday from 11:45 to 1, and we try to get Bowie State to do the right thing and come before the judge, jury, NCAA. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, we try to get it. Well, they didn't do the right thing at our homecoming either, but, you know, did it for their own people. But anyway.
Tanya.
That's a whole other story.
It is. Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate it.
Important point. And I wanted to piggyback the prior caller, actually the first caller that we had. Sounded like he was sort of struggling with his words, may have had some sort of disability himself or so on. Again, it's unknown as to whether or not this individual, the female in the video, suffered from mental ailment. But I think just on a piggyback point, it's not just the issue, and even though that we're directly talking about that, it's not just the issue of failure to comply with lawful demands from authority. That's one issue among many. I think a second issue is the mental health aspect as well, because if it is in fact true that this young female did suffer from mental health issues, it's just like in Virginia when a certain I think it was Cree Deeds' son, which was reported, went ahead and suffered from mental health issues and ended up committing
suicide.
Almost a homicide,
right.
but certainly a suicide. And so my thing is that just isn't relegated to that one issue with that senator in that particular point. Mental health is an issue that's one thing that's not being addressed. In fact, funds are being cut by certain parties.
Don't blame the Republicans.
No, I'm going to blame you left, right, and
don't
center if you're doing
Republicans,
it.
Don't blame
Republicans, man.
Lay the blame where it deserves to be laid.
It is. And
at the feet
so
of.
So my thing is there are several points of attack with this girl. It's not just whether there was excessive force. There's several points of attack.
Oh, I'm quite sure there are many.
This is when the government raises your kids. Because government says you can't spank them, but when you spank them, the government says, I'm going to put you in jail for spanking them.
Right.
So government's trying to raise our kids. Trying
well,
to
not like
control.
That. Like, well, like what Van so. Said, school to pipeline. I mean, prison pipeline. That's usually where they end up for the most part. Let me go to the phones right quick. Scotty, how are you, friend?
Oh, I'm trying to enjoy my vacation, but I'm finding it impossible to do. so, So, yeah, but I had to call in and share my two cents. What mm-hmm. we saw was what Hillary Clinton was advocating for in the 90s, zero mm-hmm. tolerance, mm-hmm. You know, through her book, It Takes a Village, you know, and she ripped that off from an African proverb, but that's what I saw, zero tolerance. From what I read, this girl was not disrupting that class. From what I've read from some of the students and heard from some of the students that was there, is that she pulled her phone out and looked at her phone. And the teacher told her to get out the class because she pulled out her phone and looked at it. So she wasn't disrupting class, so to speak, you know, like, you know, she's running her mouth or running around the room assaulting people and,
right.
you know, being a disruption in that manner. Now, if he did, now, let me start by saying this. I don't teach my children to respect authority because all so-called authority ain't worth respecting. But what I do teach them is that these cops will kill you, they will maim you, and they will start the process of getting you on that prison plantation.
Scott, let me ask you a question. You say you do not teach your children to respect authority?
Yes, that's right.
Well,
I do
are
not
you
teach
authority
them to
in your
respect
house?
Authority.
Let me ask you a question.
I teach them to be respectful to everyone, to treat people how they would want to be treated. But as far as saying, oh, respect these people because they got a badge on. No, I don't teach them that.
Well, let me ask you this, Scott.
So, I mean, given Eric Garner and Mike Brown and all that, you don't fear that they can lose their lives if they're being disrespectful?
Well you're not. Excuse me. Hear me out. I don't teach them that they should respect authority for authority's sake.
Okay.
All right? Because we have a corrupt government with corrupt politicians, corruption at every level. But I do teach them that these cops have a license to kill. You don't want to be out there arguing with them. You want to assert your rights. But if they are intent on violating your rights, then you comply, you live, and we fight another day. Okay, we've seen too many pictures of people being brutalized by these cops. These children need to be taught battlefield awareness. This man has a license to do whatever he wants to do. And then we have some people who will justify it. I saw no justification for that.
Right, I agree
none.
With you. Well, I'm trying to figure out why was he even in the school? Why are we living in a day and time where officers are in the school? I mean, we didn't have officers in the school.
Scotty says this. Scotty says that the girl just took her phone out and looked at it. Well, you know what? They don't call police officers to your class just because you pulled out a phone and looked at it.
After three attempts.
Well, the thing is even if she pulled out the phone and wouldn't put the phone away, I don't think it was necessary for the teacher to even call the officer. Just ignore her and continue with the lesson. End of story.
No, so anybody can disrupt person, the class. Let one person then.
If
let,
you
wait,
are
let
on
everybody
your phone, how
is
that disrupting the class to
person.
The point you're on the phone?
No, I think the problem is, look, if one person's doing it, then you don't scuttle everybody else trying to go ahead and learn.
But
get
that's
ahead
but
one
person's
person.
Doing it. You're not scuttling everybody else.
But if
they lose out because they're doing something
like,
other than
if
what
I'm
the curriculum.
The class, if she, a song while the class is
ignore it.
If she is quiet and not interfering from that standpoint. If she's just on the phone.
Here's the problem.
Forgive
me. You're thinking about this as an adult. She's thinking about this, I can get away with doing this right now, so now I can go ahead and do whatever the hell I want to
do. Deal with it after the fact. Deal with it after the fact. After you have taught the other students what it is that you
can't spare the rod because you're going to spoil that girl.
Go ahead, Scott. I'm sorry to disrupt you.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, people are just being ridiculous.
Yeah.
This girl wasn't talking on the phone. She peeped at her phone.
She was texting.
Did she break a rule?
She had a phone.
Let's
not make excuses.
Then I finish talking, okay. And you know, we'd be
go
adults
ahead.
Here and
like
not interrupt each
know.
Other. You know?
Go ahead, Scott. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, did she break a rule? Obviously, she broke a rule. We're talking about a teenager. We're talking about a child. I don't even know about no mental illness aspect. Hell, all I know is she could have been PMSing. Who knows? She might be pregnant and hormonal. Who knows? But what I'm saying is that there was no justification for flipping that child over. Could have broke her neck, and then after you flip her over in the death, then you pick her up and swing her like a sack of potatoes. And then we want to tell these children that violence isn't the answer to conflict resolution.
Consequences, my brother.
Nice.
They only called
good points,
Scotty. They called conflict resolution when she hadn't complied two and three times and request after request after request. She wanted to think that she had the ball. She wanted to think that she had the cojones in the classroom. Then they went ahead and removed her. Now, just like he said, I forget his name, or guest panelist, Emmett said earlier, you know what? She can control her actions, but she couldn't control that response. And if she bit off more than she can chew, then she can suck that up in juvenile detention and think about what she needs to do.
Oh, hell no. No, you are not justifying in this room in front of me the actions against this child by a grown man. Are you on crack? Seriously?
Well, marijuana. I don't know. I got some in the car.
You know what
I can't do that no more, sadly.
Y'all were talking about
let's got to respond. Go ahead, Scotty.
Y'all were talking about corporal punishment earlier.
Right.
I was a victim of school integration in Detroit, one of the first black children snatched out of his more than adequate black school and sent to school with a bunch of white people. You know what my mom told me? And my mom was an assistant teacher at the black school I was going to. She told me, do not let them put their hands on you. If you do something wrong, you're going to be held accountable, but you're going to be held accountable by me. If they have a problem with you, you tell them to call me. Now, if you're in the wrong, I'm going to handle you. But if you are in the right, then I'm going to stand by you. But you do not let them put your hands on you.
When we moved down here to North Carolina,
when he was a student.
Wait a minute, y'all. Let him finish. We'll take a break. Go ahead, Scotty.
When I moved down here to the South, and I was in junior high, the bell had rung. And I had asked this guy sitting behind me a question about, you know, some homework or something. Yes, I broke the rule. I was talking, you know, right after the bell. This teacher going to tell me to get up and go. This white male teacher going to tell me to go in the hallway. And he had this big paddle with holes in it. Right, and then he
hold on, we gotta take a break.
We're gonna give you a chance to work out your unresolved issues with race.
I don't have unresolved issues.
Wanna buy a new car? But the price ain't right. Ain't that gold? Be a downside cheaper. Yes, it would. Start riding the bike. Listen. They're making milk out of powder. Yeah, they are. Got the babies crying. Poor baby. They know what that stuff is. Rent's going up higher. Yes, it is. The parents line. Lord, it's a real motherfucker, yeah. Make you wanna run for cover, yes it will. And if you look, you will discover, yeah. Lord, it's a real motherfucker.
Are you searching for the best in online black radio? Then go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, helping you filter through the noise. Real talk, black talk.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers. Call 800-961-2730. 800-961-2730. 800-961-2730. 800-961-2730.
Hey there, Big John Trimble here. Thanks to Tanya for freeing up the time to allow me to talk about the Big John Trimble Show. Heard Monday through Friday mornings, 6 to 9, right here on WCLM Radio. Yes, sir, after 57 years, I'm still on the radio and 24-7 on BigJohnTrimble.com. It all originates from our backyard studio over here in Verona. We play a wide variety of requested music from Fats Domino, Chuck Berry, and Donna Washington to George Jones, George Strait, and Loretta Lynn, along with the trivia contest and over-the-fence chats with our listeners from across the Richmond area, across the USA, and sometimes foreign countries. The Big John Trimble Show. It's the most fun you'll ever have with your clothes on.
A funky place to play with. Wind me up, baby. Say what?
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now. Give Tanya a call at 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 toll-free coast to coast. That's toll-free 844-321-1010.
Okay, we're going to go back to Scotty. Scotty, go ahead and finish telling us your situation.
Hey, I don't have any unresolved issues. The only unresolved issue I have is the fact that slavery ain't never been abolished in this country.
But this is about police and a child, Scotty.
Would you let Scotty finish, please?
I'm just going to stay on the subject so we can move on. That's all.
You're being rude.
Go ahead, Scotty.
Well, all I was saying was, you know, when this teacher said it, he was going to hit me for something that I felt like I shouldn't. I wasn't going to let him hit me, period. And I told him, you can call my mother or we can fight in this hallway, but you're not finna hit me with that paddle. You know what he did? He told me to go back in class and sit down. Issue resolved. No violence needed.
Well, this
whatsoever.
Issue is about a police officer and another student, not about you. This is why I feel like you're kind of injecting your own little thing into this. I don't know if it's about the paddle issue.
What I'm injecting is the system of racism and white supremacy and the brutality that black children face in these school systems down here in the South. But I don't know how
Scotty,
it is.
Scotty, do you believe all white people are racist? Is that
no, no. All white people are not racist, but you do have to be white to be a racist.
But how can you judge this situation by looking at some film and saying this is a racist situation, Scott? That's all I'm
saying. I didn't say it was a racist situation.
I'm missing
something. He was saying the situation that he was
in.
Right.
Two things. What? First of all, would that have happened to a little pretty little blonde girl?
We don't know. We
Yes, it would have happened to a pretty little blonde girl.
See, hold on. Let Scotty finish. I wasn't talking to you. Scotty?
Yeah, it would. See, and I got into it with somebody about that yesterday. Oh, if this was a white girl, it would have never happened to her. Well, that's not true. Because I track these issues every day along with other people who advocate for these issues. I see it happening to white people, but it just doesn't get highlighted by the mainstream media.
And why, yes, it happens. And the reason that is so, because they are stereotyping us that we are out of control.
Second question I have, how come they got the students are allowed to bring cell phones into the classroom? They can access them like that.
I didn't think
that.
They did. I didn't think they could.
No, actually, that's a good question. I mean, I remember I'm right surprised. After 9/11
Scotty,
happened,
thank you for calling, and enjoy the rest of your break.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Scotty.
Yeah, I'm most surprised that students are allowed to bring cell phones into the classroom.
Right.
Because it's a conspiracy, as Scotty will call back in and tell us based on race. Is that true or false?
Well, let's go back to the phones. William on line one. Hello, friend. How are you?
Hey, friend. Thank you for taking my call. Number one, some of your panelists are being, I think, disrespectful when you have people calling in and they're not allowed to get that phone across about couldn't cross them.
Okay.
Number two, I agree with Scotty concerning the young lady in Columbia, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we all know that she broke a rule by not necessarily having a cell phone, but pulling her cell phone out. We know that. She broke a rule. But there's no way, and I don't understand how some of your guests can justify the bodily harm that was done to that young lady. I don't understand it. And of course, somebody might say, well, my child wouldn't do that.
Well,
suppose that was your child, then what would your concern be for those who disagree with, for those who agree that the officer acted the way he should have acted?
Well, we're going to talk about some of these panelists always give respect to those people that deserve respect. So when you come up with a nonsense question, I don't know how much respect that deserves. Second point is this. You know, if we're going to come up with speculative questions about what if that was my child, again, I can come up with a speculative response and say my child would not have done that.
Yeah.
So let's not come up to what should have, could have, would have been. Let's come up with what was, and let's look at some of the issues. Your point was that you got upset about certain panelists interrupting guests. Don't do the same.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so let's come up with what the issues are. The issues, number one, I think, were lack of – this has not been verified, but certainly a lack of mental health issues or resources for people that may – if she may, was or wasn't suffering. The issue number two, that you have a lot of incursions on police law enforcement ability to control situations in this politically correct environment. I think they came up with the proper response for a girl who was non-compliant on several occasions to remove herself and stop conducting the conduct that she did to go ahead and disrupt the class and her other classmates. So I don't think it's fair to sacrifice everybody else's interest and concerns for one person. Third issue, race has never really been addressed. There is a pending FBI investigation, I understand.
Hold on.
No. You want an immediate answer.
I can barely hear you.
Sure. Okay.
The third point was a racial issue that was brought up by the prior caller, Scott. I don't know if I said Scotty. But that issue is still actually being investigated by the FBI. I don't know if that was grounds for dismissal, for this officer's dismissal. What I saw in the video was not did not show any racial issues. But my point is this, even if you look at what's going on in the video, you do not know, as we have already raised on several occasions, what occurred prior to and after that with this child, with her prior engagements with the teaching staff, so on and so forth. So there are a lot of unanswered questions, and I don't think you can just go ahead and say what your response is going to be based off a 2-second blurb that you see on the video when you didn't see everything else and don't have the facts.
Let me ask you this, William.
Based on what you saw, my friend, based on what you saw, do you think that action was justified?
Again, I'm going to have to give a pencil answer in here. I'm not going to put an answer in stone or in ink because, again, we don't have the facts. But what I am advocating right now is I am highly – my demeanor right now is – I'm highly on the side of that officer from removing her from being basically a disruptive force to other teens. When that teen, I've been 16, I've been 17, I've been everybody. Okay. Well, I'm 39 now. I didn't act like a little idiot. My grandma used to say, and I just told this to our co-panelists.
Wait for
the punchline. Just like I told this guest over here, my grandma said when she was coming up, raising my mom, my uncles, my aunt didn't have any money. She said, just because you don't have money doesn't mean you have to act broke. And I think the broke issue is her not having the proper respect for authority and doing what she needed to do, because it all starts at home. She didn't have that at home, wasn't going to have it in the classroom. And so don't go ahead and blame the officer for her butt refusing to move when she should have gone out and gotten out of the seat.
Well, let me ask you this, William. How do you think the matter should have been handled, William?
Yeah, good question.
I think it should have been handled, in my opinion. She refused to give up her cell phone. You had other people that was in authority there. The teacher was there. And I don't know if the principal came in or not, but it should have been refused without any physical harm being done whatsoever. They could have removed the classroom, period, and just let her stay there. I mean, somebody mentioned that, but something else could have been done other than what we saw.
I agree with that 100%.
Her parents, I mean, let her sit there, call her parents in.
Right.
Do something without.
Why would you remove 20 students from the classroom and stand in the hall while they call her parents to come from work,
who may not be able to show up with her? Who may not even be able to show up.
That doesn't make sense.
And then I agree with you, William. And then you would have been able to see what's going on at home, so you can get the family help as well as this child.
If it's my child, not getting an education. I'm sending my kids to school.
She's had previous problems, so for them to go do the same thing over and over again doesn't make any sense.
Bottom line, you all are all justifying the level of violence.
Thank you for your comments. Appreciate it, friend.
That's wrong.
You're welcome. I'm continuing to listen to the show.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, and you raised the point that we all have been teenagers before. And if we also know, I mean, I have, that in certain situations, when I know I got an audience, I'm going to try to, you know, raise up and show and act out a character. And maybe it's only the worst acting out a character. Still, there's no justification. I'm a kid with anybody, in my opinion, there's no justification of body slamming that young lady and dragging her out of that classroom. None whatsoever.
You think she was innocent, that she didn't do anything to the officer?
I did see a blow. I don't know if it was directed at him, but it was a blow. I don't know if she defended herself.
You think she
was 16, 17-year-old young lady.
So 16, 17-year-old don't
fight? Something could have been done with all that.
Right. She was 15 or 16, but could have made the conscious choice to get her butt out of the seat. That's what I think it boils down to.
Thank you, William. Appreciate it. We go to Stuart, line two. Hi, Stuart. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. My whole problem with this whole issue is adults. I mean, it's like, where are the adults in this whole thing? That young lady didn't do anything that I saw that was unique or any different than what has always been done in schools. This wasn't like somebody who was part of a gang or was bringing a gun or any weapons were involved. And so the way that whole situation was handled was just wrong. The teacher, I felt like, I don't know what the deal was beforehand, but somewhere in there the adults didn't step up. They should have had, in my opinion, a female. If they was going to have a law enforcement person, well, whatever they called them, why didn't they have a female then? You got a male manhandling a female.
That's a good point.
Now, I don't care what nobody's ideology is or whatever they believe in. I, as a man, as an adult, will have a serious problem with a grown man, I don't care what color he is, putting his hands the way this officer did on that young lady. Well, and if people paid attention, if people keep saying, look at all the facts, you look at the detail of that video. This man puts his hands up under that chair. He had every intent on lifting that chair, slamming that child on that floor, which could have cut that child. So I'm having a problem with these adults,
Stuart, let me
going
ask you
back
a question.
And forth debating something.
Stuart, let me ask you a
obvious.
Question.
You don't need an FBI report or anything for that.
Stuart, let me ask you a question.
I'm just really having an issue with all of this. And we're always talking about young people, you know, growing up and this, that, and the other, and being responsible. But this whole thing, to me, boils down to some adults really dropping the ball. We can talk all day about young people and lecture them about accountability and everything else, but if we're not stepping up front and at the end of the day saying, look, the adults dropped the ball on this, and I'm particularly talking about the school here. Well, I don't want to talk about the
Stewart, can I ask you a question?
Hold on a second, Stewart. Gilbert has a question for you.
Let's say you are an adult.
Go ahead.
You are a certified teacher that wants to teach kids. You have this one student in your class that wants to be disruptive, this young lady here. You tell her to put her phone away. She refuses. You call the principal. He comes in. He tells her, put the phone away. She still refuses. Okay, now, what would you do next to get her out the phone so you can really teach kids how to be productive and successful in society? You have a passion for teachers, but you have this one school student who don't care and is disrupting your class. What would you do? How would you handle this?
Well, that student, I tell you what you do is that student don't need to come back in that classroom.
But
that
she's in the class.
How do you get her out?
How do you get her out? That's my question.
The situation at hand.
How do you get back to teaching your students how to...
Oh, you're talking about this situation
yes,
at hand
right here?
Because you're using a hypothetical. I'm particularly talking about this situation at hand.
That's what
right
I'm talking
here.
About. How would you handle this if you was the teacher in this class? How would you personally? Because you said it shouldn't handle it that way. How would you handle it?
We got a lawyer away with candy.
I'm sorry, what'd you
say? That's why you go to the
principal. The principal had called the principal.
Sir, see, that's
he was there in the video.
I think that the issue...
Hold on. You're talking about something about a video and the principal was there.
The principal was there. You can see
him. Based on the information I heard, I didn't hear anything about a principal.
Yeah, the news said the principal was there because they'd called the principal because the teacher couldn't get the kids out there. They called the principal.
Yes.
And then they called the resource officer.
So you have three or four people there. Right.
You have four adults there. Let's go back to answer my question.
But the question
is the question.
Let me make a point real quick.
Answer my question quick.
This is what I'm having a problem. You got a 300-something pound man.
So you can't deal with that situation, what you're trying to tell me.
You're not going to justify those 300-200.
If Ronda Rousey,
so as a teacher, you couldn't handle that situation.
Correction officer and came to remove
Stewart,
me.
Let me ask you this question. The question that Gilbert is at, Stewart.
Are you engaging in hypotheticals, brother?
Stewart, hold a minute, John.
Because he's not answering the question.
Well, wait a minute. What, one voice at a time. Stewart, so the question is, how would you have handled this situation?
After you've called the principal, the resource officer, and yourself and can't get her out of class.
You know what?
What would you do next?
I'm going to tell you the way I handle it. All of this young man has got a problem. This is where our problem is, too. We want to go back into the old days.
No, bro. How would you handle it? It's a simple question. How would you handle it?
Wait a minute. Give him a chance.
I'm going to give you a chance.
Hit me up for a minute.
Okay.
You got to hear me out.
All right.
When I was young, I'm 52 years old. I know all of this stuff about what used to work back in the day, and I wish it did work today. But ironically, our generation created a lot of this stuff. We don't want to take the onus and blame. We don't recognize how things used to be and talk about it with my child, I could have did this. I would tell you what, in this day and age, being a teacher, because I know people that I teach, like it or not, it takes a different approach. Ironically, get out of being a teacher. If you don't want to talk to the kids, if you want to sit down and be a psychologist or whatever, don't be a principal.
Stewart, can you hold on? We got to take a break. And hold on a sec. We got to take a break. And also, CC, will you hold on? We're going to get you after the break.
It's classic. This is what constantly happens.
Making milk out of powder. Yeah, they are. Got the baby crying. Poor baby, they know what that stuff is. Rent's gone up higher. Yes, it is. Got the parents lying.
This is Tanya Free. If it's Monday, it's time for Let's Get Busy with your host, King Salim Kalfani, 4 to 6 p.m. here on the heart and soul of the city, WCLM 1450 a.m. Kick off the week with KSK, Commonwealth Consultation, LLC, for 2 power-packed hours of news you can use, feature guests, cutting-edge commentary, and more. Let's Get Busy with King Salim Kalfani every Monday at 4.
WCLM, 1450 AM, Highland Springs, Richmond. The soul of the city is WCLM, 1450 AM.
Calling all dreadheads, are you tired of your locks being dry, limp, and weighed down? Do your locks have an odor or you have unbearable itchy scalp? Are your locks thinning or falling off? If so, you need to visit Dreadhead Studio, offering full service lock maintenance, starter locks, kid services, weekly specials, and more. Try their online booking for your next appointment. For more information, call 804-601-8216. That's 804-601-8216. Or visit DreadheadStudio.com. Located at 133 East Belt Boulevard, Suite M in South Richmond.
This is Tanya Free. When was the last time you had your blood pressure checked? 1 in 3 adults are reportedly living with high blood pressure, and only half have their condition under control. Research reveals that hypertension develops more often and at an earlier age in African Americans. High blood pressure can lead to heart disease, stroke, and kidney failure. Visit your health care professional and keep your blood pressure under control. Tanya's Medical Minute is sponsored by the Capital Area Health Network, the heart of the community.
Hi, I'm Brian Taylor with Send Out Cards. Send Out Cards is a card and gifting business like none other. This product will help you with prospecting. It will also help you with customer retention. Your friends and family will love the gifts and cards that you send to them. For more information on this amazing product, text Send Out Cards, all one word, 63975. Again, I'm Brian Taylor with Send Out Cards. Text Send Out Cards, all one word, 63975.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now. Give Tanya a call at 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 toll free coast to coast. That's toll free 844-321-1010.
Okay, we're going to go back to Stuart for him to finish making this one. Stuart, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was thinking also, this officer, from what I understand, is beginning to be too much of a pass. Have some prior cases against him.
He did have some suits, I think, are pending against him. So, you're right.
And like I said, excuse me for cutting you off. Yeah, because that's another point I'm trying to make again about people. If people want to hire these type of people dealing with our kids, this is all I'm saying. I'm not completely against officers or whatever these type of people are being assigned to the schools because it's dangerous. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against a police officer or whoever sometimes under certain circumstances has to be physical. But again, I go back to adult thinking. Okay. And that's why I'm having a problem. This was not handled the right way. We keep going through this. We got a situation in Virginia where it says Virginia is ranked somewhere up in the top when it comes to kids being disciplined by police in our schools.
Again, the question
and
was
so
not
I'm
answered,
going back
but...
to that whole point where this whole situation really was not handled correctly. Okay. Even if that officer or whoever had to get physical with that child,
It was just totally wrong. Right,
thank okay, you. Thank you, Stu. We appreciate it. Later. Let's go to CC on line right, one. You. CC, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
We're well, thank you.
Okay, so I have a couple things. Now, with this particular child and any other child, the school is mandated to have something in place for behavioral problems. It is my guess that they don't have anything in place except for what they had in place that day, which is for this man to get rough and tough
right.
with this child who is going to be, she is hurt. She's definitely hurt. I mean, that was the equivalent of a very bad car accident, what happened with her. And it's on the teachers. It's on the adults. Why is the child entering the classroom with a cell phone? I've even seen in elementary classrooms where they confiscate everyone's cell phone so that they don't have this problem. It's on the adult to carry out the discipline before this type of thing
yep.
has to even happen. I mean, this should not have happened at all.
Like I said,
the plan in place must be for this incredible Hulk man to come manhandle kids, and that's not okay.
Right, I agree with you.
But CC.
Well, let me ask you this, CC. How do you think it should be?
Hold on. Let me get in my second point.
Okay.
I deal with my children on an everyday basis. If I was to pick my child up and slam him around like that, who would I be in trouble with? I would be in jail. CPS would
right.
be called. All kinds
exactly.
of stuff would be happening. So I don't understand how this man is just being relieved of duty and people actually are questioning if he was right or wrong. I mean, that just does not make any sense. With my own
yes,
child, they would have put me in jail.
But
for
CC,
this.
The police are called when parents can't handle children. And when kids are so disruptive that nobody can handle them, you have the teacher, the principal, the resource officer can't handle them. So you take it to another level to deal with the situation. And I'm not saying that what the police officer did is right, but it's like Emmett talked about
earlier. That's exactly what you've been
the
doing.
The consequences of what you do can expire to anything can happen. So why would you put yourself in a position to make something happen? You talked about having phones in class.
Let me finish.
I'll let you finish. Let me finish.
Cerebral cortex is not completely
Let me finish.
Have the same consciousness you have about results?
Let me finish.
No, that's not right.
Give him the same respect.
Wait a minute, CC, go ahead.
You talked about having a phone in class. Maybe that was why they addressed the issue in the first place. Maybe she was not supposed to have a phone and had one anyhow. So we don't know.
Now you speculate about...
Well, everybody's speculating. You name somebody that hasn't speculated so far.
But there were other kids with phones in the class, so that's not an issue.
Why would you have your phone out and they tell you put it up and you don't put it up?
Because you're a teenager.
You wouldn't handle your child that way, but if your child got out of hand and you couldn't control your child, who would you call? You would call the police. Why would you call the police? Because you know that the police can handle your child and they can take it to any other level.
Wait a minute.
You wouldn't want to call you would not want to call the police on your child, but when it comes to you having to do that, you know, that's who you call.
Here's
Let CC respond.
If you only call the police when you're out of control, you're out of control kid, you can't handle no more.
But why so did the they next call the parents level, like you
but
mentioned?
No,
I'm saying it's on her.
She'd
only call the police.
Get him, CC.
If your child was fighting you or something like that, and you could not control that child, you wouldn't call your next door neighbor. You wouldn't call the people down the street or people in your neighborhood. You'd call the police. Why? Because you know the police has the authority and the means to subdue that child. Now, when they call, when you call them, you might say, well, you know what? When they come, they're going to take the hand gloves, the kit gloves, and they're going to handle my child with kit gloves. No, they come in with power, authority, maybe even brute force. But that's the chance you take when you call them to handle your child. They're going to use whatever means necessary. And sometimes that can get out of hand.
Look,
that can handle your child.
Let CC respond. Wait a minute. CC, go ahead.
Okay. In this day and age, if I did not have to call the police for this particular situation for my child, I would not call the police, okay? Again, if it was me and I had the situation where I had to handle my child in a particular way and I did all this, what this police officer did, again, I would be in jail. That's my point.
Right.
I'm not saying what the child did or what they didn't do, but this was wrong. The adults have to be the people to put in place things before stuff like this happens. This is not the first time that there's been an instance where a child has been disruptive or anything like that. Again, like I said, the school is the one that would have something in place for this.
Well, number one,
you have a way to figure out if somebody has a cell phone before they get in the class. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Well, there
are two issues. Number one, I agree that there need to be some changes in terms of how they do things. Some of the problems, though, that these schools and a lot of – not just schools, but a lot of places are going to face in this politically correct environment. Number one, what are you going to do, strip search now a child and this, that, the other to make sure they're not concealing phones and so on and so forth? Then the school runs into liability issues and so on and so forth. That may be hard to implement. The second issue, too, that I've seen is that this is a whole new level of disrespect authority. And I'm going to give you a personal example. I was going down the street in one of these areas where you have lower socioeconomic groups, you can tell, and I'm not throwing stones, but they are. But it's interesting to me that I see this behavior of these teens, usually minorities, when that just makes me upset because I'm a minority and you have to do so much to prove that you're – but anyways, you see these groups of teens, black teens, walking down the middle of the street, daring the car to hit them, and just respecting not just authority but common sense and how it is played out to authority. And I've seen that to a personal level in the streets there, and I think to a high level that this is exactly what was going on in this case.
But think about
she
what
got
she
what
just
she
said,
bit
though.
Off.
Think about what Cece just said. If it was her disciplining her child, you have to call Child Protective Services, but you have an officer or someone of authority that can.
But it goes back to the point that we made earlier on the thing. Number one, that's a factual issue whether or not she would have gone to jail.
And with that in place, when you cannot discipline your child, what do you think is going to happen when the child steps out of the home? They disrespect the parent because the parent have no means in which to discipline.
But if you have the police, it's
the person that you have to call. You can't discipline your own child? Wait a minute.
But
you should be able to discipline your own child before you have to call the police.
Question. Why are we grouping all these different situations into this one particular situation?
Because there's a common theme.
Kids walking down the street looking tough and minority.
Same thing.
Because there's
attitude.
A common theme that is relevant. There's a common theme. There's a common theme that is relevant to all this. It's called complete. Lack
very,
of respect,
that
whether it is for
ignorant.
Your no, it's not Group ignorant. I'm gonna tell you what's ignorant. What's ignorant is not no. What's ignorant is not getting out of the way of the street or complying with an officer and getting out of your chair. Yeah. What's ignorant is not going ahead and respecting your neighbors and respecting yourself and respecting authority. That is ignorant. And then to go ahead and give a cop out plea to it's not my child's fault because it's certainly not my child being ignorant. It's the school's fault. Yeah. That's ignorant. So now when you want to get back to the facts and solutions, I think what we need to do is look at all of the issues and some of the issues. Yeah. Include non-compliant children. Yeah.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, when we group all these situations together, we are taken away from the particular subject matter of what we're talking about here. Because just what you're talking about, kids walking down the street being disrespectful, whatever. I mean, that's taken away from the simple fact that this man harmed this girl
because she was disrespectful.
It was the equivalent of a bad car accident. There was something else
I could have run over those children because they disrespected
you. Are
the
now
way.
Becoming
thank you,
Cece.
Appreciate your comments.
For her to be.
We got to go to the next
hypocrite.
Line. Eric?
Well, thank you, referee.
Line two, how are you, friend?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, this is amazing. Tony, you got a great show.
Thank you.
And, a lot of commercials. You must make a lot of money now. That's great.
Yeah, right.
What's up, Tim? This is Eric Balsall.
Yeah, you should have been in here today.
I mean, it's exciting. Stuart and Cece are tripping. I mean, it's amazing how people always try to justify these whiny kids. And the last time I checked, you can commit a crime and go to jail at 16 and 17. So you're really not a child to the extent.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sometimes, you got to do kids like that. You got to, bust them up sometimes.
Well, let me ask you.
He got my check in the mail.
Hold on. let me go ahead and help everybody out here.
We're talking about
a situation that has resulted in thus far the firing of a school resource officer. He wasn't fired because he did the right thing. He was fired because he did the wrong thing. Let's talk about something different now, shall we?
Okay. Hold on a second. Eric, let me ask this question, Eric.
Uh-huh.
How would you have handled the situation?
I mean, she had plenty of opportunities to get out of the chair. The teacher, the principal, and the officer. I guess he suggested to her to get out of the chair, but she didn't comply. I mean, I agree. I don't know if she should have been slammed that hard, but I mean, sometimes these kids are so disrespectful. Sometimes,
but I think. Well, I think when a child is disciplined like that, it needs to come from the home.
Yes.
Plain and simple. It needs to come from home. They should have called the parents and let the mother or father, whoever, slam. But see,
assuming
like Cece was saying, if you do that, then Child Protective Services want to haul you off to jail. But it's okay for the officer to do it. So that's the problem. And that's why our kids are out of control. And I think that's what you're talking about, far as kids walking in the middle of the street and that sort of thing, because they have no respect.
If they can't swallow what they bite off, then that's on them.
Do you think she had any idea that she was biting off something of that magnitude?
She had enough to talk on the phone and let everybody else know something.
Thank you,
Eric.
Consequences?
Consequences.
Thank you, Eric. We're going to read...
Again, crack smoking is there's no socioeconomic.
Hold on a second. Let Eric make his point.
This
go ahead, Eric.
Somebody else is smoking something, not me.
Before I go, I mean, people act like that's a first time thing. That's a pattern of her behavior.
Thank you.
That's what I'm going to say. So I appreciate it. Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you, Eric. We'll see you soon.
He made a good point. It's a pattern of it. People don't just wake up.
Well, we can't assume that. We can't assume it's a pattern. I can't go that far. Answer that. Go ahead.
What about statistics, Emmett? What about statistics?
The fact is that. I hate to say it, we black, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we have disproportionate black folk in prison. I was involved in prison ministry for about 3 or 4 years, several years ago. We had disproportionate kids in school that misbehave. But we have interracial school, there's a disproportionate amount of black kids misbehave. We put on a family situation, a family structure and all that. But the fact of the matter is that we can't get away from that. All these statistics came out during the Baltimore thing. They mad against the establishment, mad against the man. It was all black liberal Democrat government for the last 48 or 50 years. Yeah, 50 years was a legitimate thing.
Don't say that.
Hold on, my mic's getting beaten up now.
And they still complain about
the man. Really, and that's why.
My mic's
and that's
up.
Why.
Tanya,
really,
we need to go to the next topic.
So yeah, we are.
Really,
and the chief of police. Black.
And so it's all this because we're black.
Huh?
No, it's because we're Democrats.
But they're saying, the blacks were saying that it was because of government. In the government, he was saying was a Democratic government, all black. Who are you going to blame?
You can't argue with statistics.
No, I can't go with that. We're going to switch topics. Internet, go ahead and read the comments so we can move
on. Max Williams said, this type of behavior happens every day in America with teens. It is nothing new. Professionals that work with you should know, though, experience and training how to deal with them and de-escalate situations. If the girl was in a public library and a parent flipped over the chair and dragged her in public, charges would immediately follow, no question asked.
Because she doesn't have the authority to do something like that as a librarian, no. Yeah.
Even if she was removed by the officer, flipped over the chair, which could have easily caused injury, was not called for. Ironically, the Charleston shooter was treated with more respect than the female teen. Kudos to the department for switch actions and allowing him to seek employment elsewhere. Another comment read by Dr. Detali. I agree that the student was wrong, but if a parent couldn't discipline their child, why should law enforcement have the right?
Because they have a nightclub.
Sean David said, let's ask why force was even necessary. If every time a child doesn't answer when we ask a question or more,
nightstick.
When we should move and we should start snatching them up and sliding them across, we better watch our people.
Okay, we gotta go to a break.
That's it.
Wendy's on the phone.
Okay, go to Wendy.
Nothing in the world that I won't do. I give a word to you. If you want me to, I'll do anything. Nothing in the world that I won't do. I give the word to you. If you want me to, I'll do anything. I'll do anything for you. I'll give the word to you. If you want me to, I'll do anything for you. I'll give the word to you. If you want me to, they think I'm a fool, 'cause I do so many things for you.
You are listening to AM/FM 247, music you love from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Best talk radio all day and every day.
Doc, you gotta give it to me straight.
All right.
'Cause I'm dying here. I mean, take a look at this letter from the IRS.
Oh, my.
This is killing me, Doc. I tell you, it's killing me.
Cheer up, my friend. Huh? The tax doctor is here. My diagnosis tells me that you're going to be just fine.
Really?
The tax doctor will not rest until we find you the best possible tax settlement.
Really, Doc?
Guaranteed.
If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in business or personal back taxes, call a tax doctor right now. We could save you up to 75% if you qualify. Guaranteed or you pay nothing. Call right now for free details.
800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. That's 800-918-7169.
Hey, this is Chocolate Chip. Dreading the start of the new school year? A stressful time for parents of children with behavioral challenges. Call the Metropolitan Day School. Don't go through another year of failing grades, phone calls from the principal, and frequent suspensions. Call the Metropolitan Day School today. Licensed and accredited. 804-321-2595. Financial assistance available. Start the school year off right at the Metropolitan Day School where eagles soar. Don't wait. Call Ms. Thomas today at 804-321-2595.
Please, Mr. Groove, won't you come back home? Won't you come back? Please, won't you come back? Won't you come back? Please, won't you come back? Hey.
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now. Give Tanya a call at 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 toll-free coast to coast. That's toll-free 844-321-1010.
Okay, we're going to go to Wendell, and then I want to talk about Ben Carson and Trump and this new lead. Wendell, how are you, friend?
How you doing, Tanya? How you doing, friends and panel?
Hey,
y'all
Wendell.
Looking great today. Great discussion.
Thank you.
I just want to add that when these type of videos come out,
mm-hmm.
I no longer, you know, just want to see the clip, because the clip is the first thing that you get. Then you get the reaction.
Okay. So
there's always a full version of whatever police involved incident.
Okay.
There's always a full version. So I always wait for the full version.
Exactly.
And the full version always tells you something totally different than the clip shows you.
Okay, well, having said that,
show you something different.
Okay.
Now, I always say this. I always say this, and I tell everybody. Once the police gets involved in any situation,
mm-hmm.
that means that whoever called the police, you are no longer in control of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were in control of the situation,
thank you.
You would have no need to call the police, and there was no need for the police to be there.
Yeah.
So you know, whenever the police come, they're not coming to have tea and to sing Kumbaya. They're coming
really?
To take care of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the schools, The schools that have the police officers in them, there's a reason why
mm-hmm.
that school have that officer in the school.
Yeah.
It's because the administration and the principal with his administration know they cannot handle those students in that particular school. So therefore, the resource officer or the police officer is put into the school. to take care of the things dealing with the behavior of the kids that the administration has already deemed they can't handle. So when the situation comes and the officer have to deal with the student, you know that the officer is not going to handle that student, you know.
Kid gloves.
Yeah, but Wendell, this is my problem. I have a problem with the teacher calling the officer from the start. I think, like I said, she was just texting. That are just texts, and you continue to teach the other.
But you don't know she was texting.
To teach the other Tanya? Students and call her wasn't. Parents. End of story.
That's an assumption.
So that's how I feel about it. I think that if you have a child that is truly out of control, cussing and fussing and fighting others, then who are you going to call?
No, but start small. If she's texting, she knows she's not supposed to have the cell phone out.
Thank you.
The rest of them say, why can't we?
Yeah. There you go.
That's where it starts.
It's a breakdown.
The Bible says,
sounds a little like a broken leaven. Windows theory
this is what
to
the
me.
Bible says. A little leaven, mm-hmm. 10 to leaven a whole bunch. Mm-hmm. Leaven, talking about yeast. Put yeast in a big loaf of bread, put a little bit in there, and before it's over with, it spreads out. Okay, evil is the same way. The girl is being disruptive. So the rest of them say, okay, she's sitting up and texting. Okay, I'm going to be kind.
Okay,
I'm not going to let her.
So what happened? The teacher would have lost control of the class.
Exactly. It starts
okay.
small.
Okay.
It never starts big and everybody around okay. it. It starts small.
All right, well, let's go to the phone. Kevin, how are you?
I'm with you, Tanya. Should have just let her continue do what she was going to do. Finish the class out, suspended her.
Right.
You don't bully her.
Right.
You don't bully her.
Isn't she supposed to go back to school the next day, though?
No, he said suspended. So that means she would not. That means she would not go to class.
But so you had a whole day of school. You have a whole day of school lost.
That's how you set the demo. That's how you set the demo for the rest of the students.
Exactly.
If you guys do this, you will be suspended, too.
Some students today, being suspended is a badge of honor. They're like going to jail. Hey,
right.
He been to jail,
well,
man.
Okay.
No. Not if they're being punished at home.
Right.
Oh, really? Give me a break.
You
think she was
going
to punish
mom
at home?
Mom not even at home. If she go home, right. She's mom by herself doing whatever.
Again, I don't think it's a solution, Kevin. I don't think it's a solution.
Y'all don't know about her home life enough based
on
her actions to fully say that that's the case. So don't bring that up.
I'm not
it's likely
that
as you don't know
it's
that.
It's highly likely you don't have to step in dog crap to know it stinks.
Yeah, but at the same time,
yeah,
you can't speculate it like that.
So basically,
we're going to run around here being violent to the youth. That's what you're saying.
No, you don't think the youth are being violent, Kevin? You don't think the youth are being violent?
Hold on.
Hey,
I got
man,
a really good idea.
Let's ask him a question, bro.
She wasn't fighting nobody.
Look, what about my friend over here who said he's driving in the streets and the kids were in the middle of the street? That's not violent, but what happens to... Why don't we hold these young kids accountable for their behavior? Why are we always on their defensive side?
Right, you suspend her.
Suspend her.
And you know something else? Let's take it a step further. Had the other students not been in class or what have you, as we've seen Freddie Gray and all of them, he probably would have tased her, and chances are he may have even shot her. Condolences to the family. Let's be real about it.
Okay, let's suspend her. Let's suspend everybody that cut up in school. And let's take
that
the police officer.
What happens.
Let me finish. Let's take everybody that acts up in class and suspend them. So we got a few kids in school now. And if so, if you're going to suspend them, take the police officer out. So what? That's not the solution. That's not the solution.
Okay.
Is to suspend every kid that acts up in class.
Okay. Kevin, thank you for your comments. We appreciate it.
We
got Gary on line one.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, I had to call you back.
That's okay. No problem.
I had to call you back.
Who's this?
Number one, the school districts around the country are mainstreaming disabled kids. They're mainstreaming these kids without training. When you have training about disability, you create more problems.
Okay.
That's what happened in school.
So let me ask this question, Gary. So you're saying if you have a disability, they're getting rid of those kids in school because they're a disruption?
No, what happened is the school is trying to save money. They mainstream these kids.
Okay, mainstream the kids.
When you mainstream a disabled child without any knowledge of disability, you are creating problems.
Okay.
And that was me as a disabled person with disability. Half the teachers and know what nobody was.
Oh, really?
Okay. You have to train these teachers to understand the disabilities and the happenings.
Okay. So it costs the school more money because they have to train the teachers. Right. That's what you're saying? Okay, got it. That is so unfortunate. It really is. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. Okay, let's shift topics here because we're almost out of time and talk about Ben Carson and Donald Trump.
That's what your fault. We are out of time because of this.
No, I said we're almost out of time. We're almost out of time, and see, you're wasting more time. Let's talk about Ben Carson and Donald Trump.
On the right.
What is going on? First of all, I don't get Ben Carson. I really don't. I am.
One word. Sum them up. Sell out. Done. Next topic.
No.
Sold. Bottom paper.
That's too light of a
let's
term.
Let's do things decently.
That's not normal, okay?
Let's do things decently.
I will defer to my esteemed colleague.
Go ahead. Tell me, what is it about Ben Carson that now he is leading in the polls? He's leading Donald Trump.
Let's talk to Emmett Bailey over there.
He's a man of principle.
Now, give the man a chance to speak.
I felt it. I'm coming for you, Elizabeth.
We talking about time. Give the man an opportunity.
We have, as a nation, as a culture, we've been in free fall since the 60s. Okay, so that means that the true principles and values are founded by God. Okay, in other words. America works because they were founded on Christian foundations. Okay?
Really?
No, really?
No, really.
You
can respond later.
Now I see where you get yours from.
I didn't try to speak. When you said Ben Carson, a man of principle, I can't stop laughing.
But we don't have time to get into
this. No, you're right. We don't, unfortunately.
But you have to come back to the
break. I'm a lad. Dick is great.
Yeah, please.
Go ahead. Let him finish.
He teaches and he lectures according to the founding foundation of the nation.
Is this the prophet
People
Ben Carson?
People fully understand that can see why everything else fails. Now, even at a conservative, some conservative, I'm talking about just talking Republicans, or just talking Republicans, some of them have a problem with his methodology. Why? Because many of them know that conservative principles work, but they don't know the source of those principles. Mm-hmm. In other words, they say, I'm conservative because conservative cities tend to work better than Democrats, liberal cities, states. You do your own Google search. Which is doing better? The cities that's operated by Democrats for the past 20, 30 years are operated by conservatives.
Well,
they tend to work better.
What they can't say,
what's the source of that? Now, Ben Carson comes along and says, the source of what works in conservatism is the Bible. And he's able to articulate whatever issue you want to talk about.
He's got a seven-day Adventist.
And so we as black folk, usually follow the Democrat line that because big government's supposed to work, it has never worked anywhere in history. It hasn't worked here. It hasn't worked anywhere in history.
Really?
But yet we go along with their agenda, realize that it's destroying us more than any other race of folk.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
The Democrat principles. Our schools are messed up. Our families are messed up.
Mm-hmm. And that's all because of the Democrat
philosophy.
I'm actually taking notes.
Is he over there doodling?
Okay.
What's he doing?
Let me say, Ben from Atlanta texts, what the hell is wrong with Ben Carson? Okay, you've told us nothing, and that he's a man of principle. Let me go ahead. Are you ready, Tim, to respond?
Ma'am, I am. I'm like a chomping at the bits.
Okay,
you might have to put him down because I'm going to go ahead. All right, here's the problem, and you know, I think he asked me sort of in jest, you know, why be a Democrat, why be a liberal, and my response is as a minority, first of all, as an other person. Okay, which always surprises me when you have ethnic minorities, black people, Hispanics, women, so on and so forth, that gather around a group that is not going to be advocating for their interests. And at the end of the day, that group is going to say, which usually caters to the concerns of white, affluent, heterosexual, Christian males, at the end of the day, you wonder why that they are treating you like, but who was it? They're treating you like, I'm going to have to say it because I'm going to be real, and I hate political correctness. No, I hate political correctness because I don't like to talk without saying something. You, at the end of the day, get treated like Samuel L. Jackson in Django as a house nigga. and you are doing what the massa wants to go ahead and keep your interest in check and to keep the interest of other minorities, other blacks, other towel heads, other spigs, whatever term you want to use in check to allow the status quo, which tends to cater for that group fix. Getting to specific points, you're looking at the issue principles. Who decides? Well, who decides those principles? And why, number one, does it have to be Christianity? Because there are other religious groups that offered so much to the American
experience.
Hold on. Let me finish. Because I took the time to list it out. Just listen. There are so many other groups that have gone ahead and contributed that have been of different political persuasions to the American experience. So if you're going to sit
and
there.
I
meant religious. But if you're going to sit here and say that Jewish people, that Muslims, that Native Americans who are spiritual did not contribute, then you don't have any right.
Let him finish. We all get a turn. Go ahead.
Don't get upset.
Let him finish.
Preach.
I'm getting upset at the ignorance, not of being interrupted. But my point is this. If you're going to sit here and then try and put me under task and assume that Jewish people, Muslim people, Native American people provided nothing to this country, I'm going to have you sit down and look at the History Channel. Number two, don't give me the state's argument crap all of the time, because every time the state's argument is used, in other words, whether they're states' rights as opposed to federal government rights, every time there has been an advocation for states' rights, it has been used to do what? Repress and suppress. I'm going to give you some examples.
Wait a minute.
When you're talking about the issue of slavery, it was a states' rights issue. And don't say, sir, I see you shaking your head.
Don't take them all the time. Give me some time to respond.
Because I can't deal with so much ignorance in one room. So
Please don't be insulted. Be respectful.
Okay, go ahead.
Number one, you're talking about the states' rights argument every time it's used to suppress. We're talking about the slavery issue. Guess who did that? You want to say it's the Democrats? No, but the Democrats were conservatives before they had to go ahead and guess what? Started losing seats in the Senate and House around the 1860s and 1870s and 1880s and got the freedmen vote. Because of that, then you had a white flight issue, and they then catered to more liberal issues that the minorities were. So you had an ideology shift to where the Republicans, who were liberal when Abraham Lincoln was in office, then became, right after his assassination, more conservative because whites were mad that the United States government was giving black people votes. So then you had that ideological shift where you had a white flight from that party, and now the Republicans then became conservative and the Democrats became liberal. So just because there is a Democrat in name only. It does not mean that have anything to do with the ideology of the party today. When we're talking about the gay rights issue that just came up, what did they do? They just said it's a states' rights argument, but let's be real. It's not a states' rights argument when it is a fundamental 14th Amendment constitutional principle
Yes, it is.
Hold on a second.
But you know what? There is so much to respond to because there's so much that needs to be dispelled. So you're looking at the marriage right issue. Third of all, you're looking at the immigration issue. Now, it's a state's rights, but in every instance where you've had Republicans or GOP say it's a state right issue, it's to repress and take away the rights of minority groups. Because what have Republicans done now? They talk about the immigration issue only in terms of Hispanics. They don't talk about that and people coming from Norway, from Canada,
or
from
Russia.
So they don't talk about that. But my point is, so you've equated immigrant with brown skinned people. You've talked about gay rights. They don't get those. That's a state rights. You talk about slavery, all of those issues are states' rights because you
don't. Let him respond. When we come back, Gilbert, you will respond. Okay.
Coffee Black, coming through to bring you the latest in sports, celebrity, and entertainment news. Here's the sip this week. So, happy birthday to Ciara. She brought in year 30 with this superhero-themed costume party. And yes, Beyonce was there, dressed to storm. So, Ciara Russell wore Batman and Batwoman. Meanwhile, Blac Chyna just got Future's name tatted on her hand. Apparently, they've been dating for 5 minutes, so it was clearly time for a tattoo. Meek and Wale probably still haven't made up, but it looks like Meek and Nicki are going strong. Apparently, they bid on a house in L.A. together. I wonder who's the drama queen between the two of them. I'm just saying. Check out more on my site, thesipofcoffeeblack.com, and tune in next week on the new musicexchangeradio.com for The Sip with Coffee Black. No sugar, no cream. Black coffee, no sugar, no cream. That's the type of girl I need down with
my team. Advertise with Tanya Free and Friends. Text the word advertise to 63975. That's 63975. Or give us a call at 844-321-1010. That's 844-321-1010.
The New Orleans Talk Network, now on your mobile device,
on your computer,
in your ear,
and interactive.
It's new,
it's innovative,
and it's on your mobile device,
Android,
iPhone,
iPad,
and on your computer.
Take us wherever you go,
because we're interactive. 504-341-TALK. That's 504-341-8255.
Check out the Tanya Free and Friends Rewind every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern on the May We Help You Radio Network at MWHWRadio.com.
Conversation. Phone lines are open right now. Give Tanya a call at 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 toll free coast to coast. That's toll free 844-321-1010.
Okay, real quick, Gilbert,
okay,
make your point.
Okay, I would like to just answer this question without any interruption. Okay, Emmy talked about principles. Tim said that Muslims and all these other people contributed. Well, what did they contribute? What principles
right.
of the Constitution
right.
did Muslim or Jews contribute?
Jews did.
What laws? Jews did. What laws do we are we living? What Muslim laws are we living under right now?
Right.
I'm asking you. What law? Let me finish. Tim, I told you. I told you. Hold it down, bro.
Hold on.
I'm gonna give you a chance. I haven't finished though.
We're wasting time, y'all. We're short of time. Go ahead, Gilbert.
What Muslim laws? This in the part of the Constitution, because what we talk, what makes this country what it is the United States Constitution.
Right.
That's what we live by. That's the principles we live by.
All right.
Now, outside of that realm,
Bill of Rights,
the Bill of Rights and different things like that, but. Who contributed to that? Was the Muslim contribute to the Bill of Rights? I'm just asking you.
Indians,
I don't know.
The Indians contributed?
Okay. The Indians contributed to it?
All right.
Did the Russians contribute to it?
All right. You had your time. Let me let Van, and I'll let you respond, Tim. Go ahead, Van.
Tim, answer. Van, you going to answer my question or you going to jump on something new? Some new mule? Answer me.
No, we got to beat this one right now. Because I'm going
to
get ready.
No, Tim, it's your time to talk.
Okay.
First of all.
Van.
My learned brother, and I underline learned, does not know what the Southern strategy is.
We're not talking about the Southern strategy.
Yes, you we very much realm. Are, because you want to claim You want to claim conservatism is all about everything good and so on and so on. Principle. What you fail to realize, fail to realize is that the folks that were standing in opposition to the black folks walking across Edmund Pettus Bridge were conservatives. Those throwing rocks and bricks and turning dogs loose on people back in the 60s were conservatives as well.
They were Democrats. Yes.
They were conservatives.
George Wallace. They were Democrats.
Hold it, y'all. Let him finish.
That group of people flipped the name from Democrat to Republican. The same people who are in power in the Republican Party were once liberal. Those folks that were with the problems, with black folks voting.
Here's the link.
It was called the Southern strategy. They flipped parties. Blah blah blah. So you are fighting on the wrong side.
No. All right. Let Tim.
Look in the Bible to see the.
We're
link.
Not looking.
No, wait a minute.
We're looking in the Bible, brother.
Let him make his point.
To see the link between the Democrats that control slavery, and they were also in charge of Jim Crow to today. The link is this: the culture of death. Okay, the culture of death.
The link is this.
The link is no. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, Ben.
Give him his minute.
This man's a lawyer.
Okay, go ahead.
But back during colonial times, all their laws, because Constitution and everything is based on the law of Moses, okay, which is Jewish, and that's right. And you know what?
Yeah.
The lawyers back in that time, the colonial time, they had the first complete Harvard, all the founding, about 5,000 schools started back during colonial time, colleges. They were set up to teach ministers, and they had to, and those who become lawyers at the time had to first complete the courses to be a minister first, then go to law school.
Am I not right?
I'm getting ready to light into you.
Whoa. Let Emmett finish.
Here was their rationale. To make good law for the land, you have to know God's law. That's the founding principle.
And this was going to be good law on land.
Wait a minute.
Let him finish. We got 10 minutes.
The fact of the matter, the Democrats decided to take on different routes. We believe that slavery, which is a culture of death, was good.
Are you speaking French?
And then the Democrats decided, okay, the Civil War came up and they had to give rid of slaves. So then they said, okay, we'll make them near slaves. So we come with Jim Crow laws, okay? So Jim Crow laws, what they did, controlled, make them near slaves as much as possible and use the penal systems in order to keep slavery going through that route. Arrest them for anything, vagrancy, anything, right here in Richmond, but also all across the South. Arrest them, and then through the penal system, we lease them out to the plantations as well as to the business of the time.
So
what I'm saying, the spirit of death was first slavery, then Jim Crow. It was mostly all, when the first started on indentured services, white and black with indentured services. Mm-hmm. But then they say blacks make better slaves, so we made them all slaves. Mm-hmm. Then that was early death for just blacks. Mm-hmm. But what Bible says, a little leaven, 10 to 11, the whole loaf. What Democrats forget is this. When it was talking to a black, and when it came through Jim Crow, then became black and whites were lynched. Not just blacks were lynched during that time.
That's true.
4,800 reported lynchings, 1,300 of those were white. Why? Because they were trying to help blacks. So now it was all black. Then it went into black and white being lynched. Now, guess what? Now the Democrats also embrace the culture of death of abortion. But guess what?
Okay, all right. That's enough.
So the culture of death. That's what linked the Democrat Party from the beginning.
Now,
good rules on stolen land.
But the Republican has been for
life. All right. Give Tim his minute. Go ahead, Tim.
You know what? In response to it, and I'm going to try and keep this as brief as possible because there's just so much we're talking about.
Yeah, you're right.
All
right.
Number one, the issue of where did we get our laws from, please stop. First of all, when you had this, where did they come from, the Bible, this and that? First of all, the Jews were right. They were actually pretty much a lot of the authors, even though they borrowed from other cultures before it became the canonical text, which is called the Bible. So we're looking at what a lot of Jews contributed, which is a non-Christian group. Okay, right. It didn't become Judeo-Christian until after, I think, what the...
Jesus was a Jew.
Whoa! Don't say blasphemy, sir. Don't say blasphemy.
Let him finish.
So my thing is this. No.
Let him finish. Whoa.
In response to his point of what have other ethnic groups... So we're looking at Muslims. If you want to take a look at some of that... architecture. You want to take a look at our culture. You want to take a look at our language. Some of these words that we are speaking to you in with, guess what? Were borrowed or taken from other groups. If you want to look at law, where do you think our law came from? It came from the Greeks and the Romans. Because it came from the Greeks and Romans, where do you think they got their stuff? They got it from, guess what? A lot of Egyptian law. And a lot of other things come into play. So don't sit there and think it's in. And this is why I think that, you know, anybody who is a GOP as a black minority is lost and has turned his or her back on his own culture or his own or her own cultural richness. Because some of these things where you're talking about is just coming from Anglo-centric concerns is offensive. It is offensive. It's offensive because you have not referenced the fact that there were predated texts that come from Africa, that come from black people, that are just as significant, if not more so significant in some areas, that have contributed to the United States. So when you want to look at the law today, too, we also have, guess what, a federalist system. And some of those laws, like in Louisiana, like Louisiana law, that comes from French law. French law comes from what? A lot of different...
He's giving you an example.
I'm giving you an example. Don't be so quick to jump in on what you don't know what you're talking about. You know, so the issue is that when you have state laws that were premised off of different ethnic groups is my point. Okay. You have had so many different groups that have not been Anglo, Christian, affluent, heterosexuals that have contributed to it. And when you're a GOP member, you turn your back on all of those people.
GOP are bad people, aren't they?
They're evil. They take away candy. Halloween, they're going to take your candy away.
You might as well say it. They're evil people.
They are. They're going to take your candy.
They're not evil people, but we're trying to determine as to what it is they're offering African-Americans.
No, they're not evil.
Let's get back to Ben Carson.
Well, tell us. Tell us about Ben Carson. He said principal. So what is it? I mean, do you think he can really be? And I said to you during the break, he does not have any political experience, and you are comfortable with that?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure. Because our system is designed for civilians to participate in it.
What about having
part-time?
That's
what it's designed for.
A doctor that has no experience.
The professional. We're not designed for professional.
You want to be a politician?
So now, the fact of the matter is that we do have
to be a politician.
As a matter of fact, but the system is designed for people who are just regular folk. Begin to get involved in the political process and begin to make decent laws.
And primarily,
you are new to the game. No, it's not. It used to be theoretically. Theoretically, anybody who is eligible if they are a United States citizen, 18 years of age or older. Stop. Let me get to my point. My point was that was then, and that was under theoretical principles. But you go up to Washington, D.C., or you go to Northern Virginia or Southern Maryland, and you sit there and say, I have no experience, you get eaten up quicker than live bait in a shark tank.
He hasn't been eaten up yet.
The guy's been a disaster.
He hasn't been eaten up yet.
Some guy named Obama had no experience, and see, he's been a total disaster.
No, that's not true.
Was he elected to public office?
What he did has worked. What has worked?
Was he elected to public office?
Long-term?
Brother, answer that question.
What has worked long term?
He had prior experience as a senator, number one.
Was he elected?
Number two.
You know he was a senator?
Republicans don't need to know facts.
He started running the first year he was a senator.
Was he elected to public
office? He had political experience.
What was his accomplishment as a senator?
Was he elected to public office?
Do you want another politician in government?
I'm so tired and sick of Democrats and Republicans being politicians. And guess what? All that great community service that he's done in Chicago. Look at the neighborhood.
The
highest crime rate in the history.
You know what? This question was a fair question. What accomplishments has Obama had? Well, let me tell you about affordable health care now that you guess what? No. I'm going to bring that up. I'm going to bring it up and I'm going to throw it in your face because you have a lot of people who were non-covered, couldn't be covered, undercover, that did not, could not have afforded the coverage. Guess what? You're including the system. You have...
Question for Gilbert. I hear that Gilbert is on the show today. Would like to ask why so many Republicans are supporting extreme and inexperienced people like Trump and Carson instead of Bush or Kasich.
White response.
Gilbert.
You said so many supporting Inexperience?
Which yes, one's inexperience? People like Trump and Carson. Two. Well, that's two. Why, okay, then the question is, why are you supporting inexperienced people like Trump and Carson?
Number one, I tell you why people really like those two people, because they're not politicians.
Right.
People are tired of politicians running this country down to the ground. Right. What have they done?
And we got a new bench.
And we're comfortable with
it. The question is to Gilbert. Now, it says, Trump. People like Trump because he's a business guy. He says anything he wants to say. He gets outside of the box.
Why are y'all going to do another
question? Saying and doing two different things.
Why are y'all going
to
lose?
The question is to Gilbert. Is that right?
Yes. Go ahead, Gilbert. Let Gilbert answer.
You asked why I support him. I'm telling you, they don't want no more politicians, whether they're Democrats or Republicans.
Right.
They want Trump because he's able to speak
his
mind.
But you know what? You keep
stopping. Let me finish. That question says Gilbert.
Says, go ahead, Gilbert.
My name is Gilbert. Let's go ahead. Gilbert represents mass man.
We talked about respect.
Okay, let him finish.
They like Trump. He speaks his own mind. He's not in the pockets of the, what do you call him, the...
Why do you not know these the terminology?
Fundraisers.
Yeah.
Okay.
They lack Carson because of his truthfulness, his honest answerness. You think he's lying?
He's
okay. We're out of time.
Because they know he's going to go ahead and keep us in check.
Thanks to all of our listening friends, each and every one of you, and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for allowing us the opportunity to speak and hopefully heard. Thanks to Dan, Gilbert, Tim, Emmett, Antoinette, Cosmic, Ty, Niera, Lynn, El Salvador, Roosevelt, and Marcus Mystery. I'm Tanya Free. Until next time, be free. Remember to live life with a purpose.
I go to work like a doctor. When I rock the mic, you got to like the way I operate. I make miracles happen just for rapping. I'm so lyrically potent, and I'm floating and exploding on the scene. Mean, I got the potential to make you go then chill. I got the credentials, that is the we send chill to make a rhyme send chill. Then you know I will fulfill, make a couple of mil as I build a guild for all the rappers to skill and kill the weak rappers with no frill. Hang him in effigy, if he's a sucker, hang him to the left of me, cause my right hand man is my mic stand and the microphone that I own, and my game plan is keeping at a steady pace. Ain't no reason to rush, it ain't no race, I'ma hit the top just when I wanna, and it's a matter of time and I'm gonna, cause I know when to go ahead enter the classic Modi rap that sent you running around holding your hand, asking your homeboy, yo man, you heard what he said? Another funky rhythm, look at your man and give him a high five, cause I'm live, run around with him, telling everybody hanging out on the block, it's time to wake up and check the clock.
Thanks for joining us for this installment of Tanya Free and Friends Talk Radio. Don't forget, the conversation continues 24/7 at tanyafree.com. Keep up with the hottest topics of the day. Post your comments, opinions, and more. All at tanyafree.com. On air, online, and on point. Views and opinions expressed by the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of the host and or this station. Tanya Free and Friends Radio is a production of Freedom Marketing, Inc. All rights reserved.